Hello, my friends. Welcome. This is Donna. And today's topic is the Schumann resonance, or why are people acting so crazy lately? So why is it that people in general are behaving in more impatient, depressed, extreme, angry and bullying and victimized ways, and also in some of the most intelligent, compassionate, evolved, and wise ways? Maybe we've always been a somewhat bipolar society and now we're just becoming more aware of it. Or maybe we are expanding as a species, to the point even that it seems to be in opposite directions. That is what we are going to talk about today, specifically from the perspective of the Schumann resonance. As something that we can physically measure, the Schumann resonance is a subtle but foundational driver of our global human behavior, the global behavior of human beings, of other animals, and even our planet's weather. So what is the Schumann resonance? How is it affecting humans and the planet, and how can we better adapt to it? Let's start with what is the Schumann resonance. And I'm going to start with the Wikipedia definition. The Schumann resonances are a set of spectrum peaks in the extremely low frequency, or ELF, portion of the Earth's electromagnetic field spectrum. Schumann resonances are global electromagnetic resonances excited by lightning discharges in the cavity formed between the Earth's surface and the ionosphere. End quote. So the Schumann resonance is the measurement in hertz of the electromagnetic waves that occur in this space that we live in. This, they call it a cavity between Earth's surface and the ionosphere, which begins about 46 to 621 miles above the Earth's surface. And this measurement is according to the Stanford Solar Center. The history and science behind how the Schumann resonance was discovered is pretty interesting, and you can look it all up online, but I'm not going to go into that here. The Schumann resonance has been measured at a pretty constant average of 7.83 hertz ever since it was discovered in 1952. So the frequency, or hertz, refers to how many wave cycles happen per second. One hertz would mean one cycle or full wave per cycle. 60 hertz means 60 cycles per second, and so on. And it naturally fluctuates based on lightning storms, on solar activity, and nowadays on man-made technology that charges this space, the electromagnetic charge in this space comes from. Many scientists also believe that the human mind, the human brain, affects the Schumann resonance because our brains and our bodies are intense generators of electrical activity. So the important thing to remember here is that for at least 65 years, the Earth has maintained, or you could say has always returned to, that 7.83 hertz that has been called kind of the heartbeat of the planet. It's hypothesized that this has remained the same for thousands of years, but of course we haven't had the technology to actually measure it for that long. I want to share with you next an excerpt from Dr. Joe Dispenza's website that explains how the Schumann resonance is affecting us. Begin, quote, "Whether by coincidence or not, the frequency of 7.83 hertz also happens to be a very powerful frequency used with brainwave entrainment, as it's associated with low levels of alpha in the upper range of theta brainwave states. This frequency has also been associated with high levels of hypnotizability, suggestibility, meditation, and increased HGH, which is human growth hormone, levels, in addition to increased cerebral blood flow levels while this frequency is being stimulated. It is apparent then that our human nervous system is influenced by the Earth's electromagnetic field. Maybe that's why being in nature has always been so restorative and healing. Disconnecting from a typical city setting by reducing our exposure to crowds, traffic, work, and routine life, and instead getting out in natural surroundings, can slow our brainwaves down from the aggressive, vigilant, anxious, and impatient states that are seen in higher ranges of beta brainwaves to the more restorative alpha waves. On January 31st, 2017, for the first time in recorded history, the Schumann resonance reached frequencies of 36 plus hertz. It was considered an anomaly when in 2014, this frequency rose from its usual 7.83 hertz to somewhere in the 15 to 25 hertz levels. So a jump from 7.83 hertz to 36 plus hertz is a big deal. That's more than a five-fold increase in resonant frequency levels. What does this mean to us as inhabitants of Mother Earth? According to neuroscience, frequency recordings of 36 plus hertz in the human brain are more associated with a stressed nervous system than a relaxed and healthy one. It has long been suspected that human consciousness can impact the magnetic field of the Earth and create disturbances in it, and vice versa, particularly during moments of high anxiety, tension, and passion. If you aren't aware that we're living in a time of high anxiety, tension, and passion, then you are probably not aware. As we know from science, the higher the frequency, the more highly diversified the information those frequencies carry. Since we are organic creatures made of matter and susceptible to electromagnetic fields, and because our lives are inseparable from the Earth, then if the Earth's frequency is rising, shouldn't that also raise our frequency? Evolution has not always been an easy process, but the energy behind it, the energy of the unified field, is always moving towards greater degrees of organization and wholeness, both within and without. If the Earth's electromagnetic field is raising, then shouldn't that allow our brain to be able to pick up greater frequencies that are even higher than the stressed state of high beta brainwaves? If so, is there a range of brain frequencies above the scale of high beta brainwaves that, instead of being associated with a brain that is over-aroused and imbalanced, is associated with a brain that is more aware, more conscious, and more creative? Increases in frequency create increases in consciousness. And when our consciousness increases, we have greater awareness. And that is what gamma brainwaves are. Gamma brainwaves, which can be more than twice as high as high beta brainwaves, represent an aroused state in the brain. However, they are not connected to the survival states of emergency mode like beta states are. Instead, the gamma brainwaves are correlated with a kind of super consciousness and awareness, as well as higher amounts of love and compassion. As the Earth goes through her metamorphosis, maybe we too have to transition through this time of emotional intensity related to beta brainwaves before we enter a new consciousness of gamma brainwave states. And wouldn't that upgrade our nervous system and expand our perception and our awareness of reality? Perhaps we are on the verge of a great evolutionary jump. Another way to say it is we are going through an initiation. After all, isn't an initiation a rite of passage from one phase to another? Perhaps the Earth is assisting us in lifting the veil, initiating us to a quickening in energy and enabling us to see our true nature. Maybe when we see, remember, and awaken to who we truly are, human beings can finally move as a collective consciousness from a state of surviving to a state of thriving. End quote. So next I want to share with you just a few experiments that have been run with the Schumann resonance, and specifically how we relate to it or entrain to it as human beings. In 1960, a renowned researcher from the Max Planck Institute in Germany conducted an experiment with university student volunteers. The students had to spend 4 weeks in an underground bunker that was built specifically for this experiment, and they were totally isolated from any outside influences like the Schumann resonance. What happened during those weeks was impressive. All of the students began to feel sick and suffer severe headaches. They had strange emotions and they felt exhausted. When the researcher, whose name was Rutger Weaver, introduced into the bunker without warning the students the Schumann frequency generator, each participant experienced relief of their condition. The headaches went away, their emotions changed, and this all happened very, very, very quickly. They recovered completely. Next one. It is widely reported on the internet that NASA learned these same lessons with those manning spacecraft, and that they now use a Schumann frequency generator that simulates the Schumann resonance on all their spacecraft. And this is repeated often, I found, in all kinds of articles on the internet. So, but then I like to find the source, you know, just because people repeat something doesn't make it true, right? So I was trying to find, any reports or kind of original things that came from NASA that said this, and I did not find anything. I didn't find anything from NASA that either confirms or denies this. What I did find that came closest to it was a report titled Human Performance Issues Arising from Manned Space Station Missions. This report was by a William K. Douglas, who was part of NASA. And you can find this at ntrs.nasa.gov/archive. On pages 45 and 46 of that report, there was a former astronaut's comments on the Schumann resonance, and he hypothesized at that time that simulating it in space stations and spacecraft might help the conditions that astronauts would develop. This report was in 1986, and the interviewer commented after that astronaut's comments on the Schumann resonance. The interview commented that he did not know what the Schumann resonance was, but his recommendation to NASA was that they research it, that they look into it. So that's as close as I got to the truth of that. Here's another one about DNA formation, which I found interesting. Dr. Luke Montagnier conducted an experiment in which he filled two test tubes with pure water and placed pieces of heavily diluted bacterial DNA into one of the test tubes. After surrounding both test tubes with a weak electromagnetic field that was pulsing at the 7 hertz frequency for 18 hours, DNA was then detectable in the glass that originally had nothing in it but water. It would appear that the 7 hertz played a substantial role in extracting the DNA information from one test tube and communicating it into the other test tube. And then here's the last one that I wanted to share. This one's about psychic communication and phenomena. A Dr. Michael Persinger has conducted research in which two people in separate rooms were presented with identical magnetic fields at approximately 7 hertz. When one of these individuals drew a picture, the other person could roughly approximate that same drawing, even though they were in separate rooms. Further research showed a strong correlation between geomagnetic activity and all kinds of psychic phenomena. So what is causing this increase in the Schumann resonance? From Dr. Joe Dispenza's article earlier that I shared, you know, he talked about how it's rising rapidly. It has jumped to phenomenal levels just within the last few years. And what is causing this? Well, the first thing I want to talk about is the idea that it is partially man-made. Evidence suggests that the proliferation of our man-made artificial electromagnetic fields has given rise to a kind of electromagnetic chaos that now seems to be affecting the fundamental Schumann resonance, effectively raising it and adding to the somewhat chaos that is experienced by living systems like us, like human beings. With the great development of the mobile phone networks, GSM antennas, wireless devices, power lines, satellite broadcasts, the use of microwave thermal systems, we are more and more exposed to the effects generated by the use of these technologies. And this whole subject is an entire subject in itself. If you want to go out and search, there are people who talk about this, there are articles about this, and you can go really in depth into the subject. I'm not going to go any further right now, just for time's sake. I will just say that that humanities tech could well be a top contributor to this increase in the Schumann resonance. The next contributor is officially the atmosphere. The electromagnetic charge in our atmosphere is charged or excited by lightning. And there is, of course, reported to be much, much more lightning, many more storms. We're seeing climate kind of go a little nuts lately, right? More so than in recent history. So that, of course, is a contributor as well. And then some scientists say that solar activity is actually the number one effector of the Schumann resonance. If you look up NASA or NOAA, N-O-A-A, you can actually monitor reports of sunspots, of solar flares, and solar storms. What was interesting to me is that the sun goes through 11-year cycles of 11 years, and they're called solar maximus and solar minimus cycles. And we are right now in the midst of the cycle changing between the two, from period 24 officially to period 25, if you want to look it up. And here's a little quote from auroraborealispage.net. that talks about the change in cycle that we're in right now. By the way, the cycle is going from solar maximus to solar minimus. Begin quote, "Solar minimus is widely misunderstood. Many people think it brings a period of dull quiet. In fact, space weather changes in interesting ways. For instance, as the extreme ultraviolet output of the sun decreases, the upper atmosphere of Earth cools and collapses. This allows space junk to accumulate around our planet. Also, the heliosphere shrinks, bringing interstellar space closer to Earth. Galactic cosmic rays penetrate the inner solar system and our atmosphere with relative ease. Meanwhile, geomagnetic storms and auroras will continue, caused mainly by solar wind streams instead of CMEs. Indeed, solar minimus is coming, but it won't be dull." And there's a lot more at that auroraborealispage.net on this subject if you're interested. I just want to note also that in my work with the quantum field, so I practice quantum healing hypnosis technique and beyond quantum healing, also known as QHHT and BQH. So I work within what I call the quantum field and human consciousness, different levels of that. And there have been hundreds of other people who work with this same field and with hypnosis and things like that, who talk about getting what we would say are information dumps for years now about huge high-frequency waves coming from our sun that are hitting the Earth in order to raise the consciousness of humanity and help the Earth ascend into the next dimension. So I find this all so interesting, particularly in relationship with the Schumann resonance. When we have the science, the ability to actually observe what I would consider energetic happenings like this. Because indeed, the literal frequencies of Earth, the energy frequencies, are rapidly rising. And one way or another, they are bringing all of us on the planet at this time along with it. So why is it happening now? I just want to hit lightly on this topic. We have two other podcast episodes, parts one and two of the Shift in Ascension episodes, where we talk about this whole subject of why is this shift happening now? And it has to do with yuga cycles, 24,000 to 26,000 cosmic cycles that are called yuga cycles. These were foretold in prophecies from almost every ancient text that we still have in our possession. The Mayan calendar, even Göbekli Tepe, which is an ancient site that was recently, over the last few years, found in Turkey. A lot of things have pointed to this exact time for something big and something quote-unquote new to happen to humanity and to planet Earth. The Bible and some of the other religious texts refer to it as the Ascension and the Apocalypse. Now, apocalypse means revealing that which was covered or hidden. That's what apocalypse means. So, particularly in the last 100 years, we've seen vast and pretty fast evolution in human consciousness, which has also resulted in all of this high tech, advanced technology that we have today. We're also watching our planet shift into a completely different cycle than what it's been in. We call it global warming and climate change, but regardless of whether it's primarily due to human activities or solar activity, this all fits perfectly into what was predicted. It's kind of a beautiful thing. It is completely and totally in line with all of the purging and the change that is needed. And it's indeed happening right now. So let's talk about for a minute how the Schumann resonance, the ELF, extremely low frequency waves, correspond with our human brains and how they actually entrain our brains. Because these higher Schumann resonance frequencies are literally waking us up. So delta brainwave is 0.5 to 3 hertz. The delta brainwaves are slow, what would be called loud brainwaves. They are low frequency and deeply penetrating, kind of like a drum beat. And they are generated in deep meditation and then dreamless sleep. We're in delta waves when we are very, very asleep. Delta waves suspend external awareness and are the source of empathy. And healing and regeneration are stimulated in this state. That's why deep restorative sleep is so essential to our human healing processes. Theta brainwaves are next on the spectrum, and they are 3 to 8 hertz. Theta brainwaves occur most often on the edges of sleep, but are also dominant in deep meditation. Theta is our gateway to learning, to memory, and to intuition. And so we go through theta at least twice a day when we're falling asleep and when we're waking up. However, depending on what our sleep cycles look like, we might be actually spending more time in theta than what we know. Theta is also the place where we hold our stuff, our quote-unquote stuff, our fears, our troubled history, and our nightmares. Alpha brainwaves are 8 to 12 hertz. Alpha brainwaves are dominant during kind of quietly flowing thoughts and in some light meditative states. I like to think of alpha as autopilot because we actually spend most of our awake, what we would consider awake time, in alpha. So when we're watching TV, when we're driving in our car, when we're doing any task that, you know, we don't have to have our minds fully engaged in, we are actually in alpha brainwave. And alpha is a light trance state and it is a suggestible state. Alpha waves aid overall mental coordination, calmness, alertness, and mind-body integration and learning. So I just want to point out real quick that the Earth's heartbeat, the kind of normal Schumann resonance of 7.83 is right on the cusp of alpha and theta, which is why it has been so very healing and calming to us, to our nervous systems and to our brains. Okay, so next comes beta. Beta brain waves are 12 to 38 hertz, wide, wide spectrum. Beta brain waves dominate our wide awake state of consciousness when our energy is directed towards cognitive tasks and the outside world. What's outside? You can think of alpha as being more introspective and beta being focused on what's outside of us. Beta is a fast brainwave, obviously, present when we're alert, attentive, engaged in problem solving, judgment, decision making, or focused mental activity. And then beta brainwaves are further divided into three bands: low beta, beta, and high beta. And high beta is, I want to particularly talk about, because that's 22 to 38 hertz. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot of right now with the higher Schumann resonances. High beta is highly complex thought, integrating new experiences, high anxiety and excitement. Continual high frequency processing is actually not a very efficient way to run the brain, as it takes a tremendous amount of energy. Another reason why I think we're spending more and more time being pulled into high beta brainwaves by the Schumann resonance. Think about how exhausted everybody is all the time. And I think partially because we're expending a tremendous amount of energy due to this. All right, so next comes gamma. And gamma brainwave is kind of a recent discovery. You could say all of these brainwaves are somewhat recent, but gamma is the most recent discovery that's been made by neuroscientists and people who study the brainwaves. Gamma brainwaves are 38 to 42 hertz. That's what they're saying right now. I personally believe that it probably goes a lot higher. Gamma brainwaves are obviously the fastest of brainwaves. They relate to simultaneous processing of information from the different brain areas. Gamma brainwaves pass information rapidly but quietly. They are the most subtle of the brainwave frequencies, which is why they were just recently discovered. The mind has to be at a certain level of calm or quiet to be able to access gamma. They actually discovered these brainwaves by studying lifelong meditators, those who are very, very, very advanced at meditation practices. Gamma used to be dismissed as quote-unquote spare brain noise until the researchers discovered that it was a highly active state. They connect it to the states of universal love, altruism, and the what you would say are higher virtues, compassion, kindness, and so on. Gamma is also above the frequency of neuronal firing. So how it is actually generated remains a mystery right now. It is speculated that gamma rhythms modulate perception and consciousness, and that a greater presence of gamma relates to expanded consciousness and spiritual emergence. It's helpful to think of these brainwave frequencies like musical spectrums. Our brains are always playing what would be a chord that involves all the brainwaves. Like, we are always experiencing some part, some level of all the brainwaves, just one is more prominent than the others at any given time. When they are all in harmony, there are all sorts of positive effects. And when they're out of harmony, there are, of course, what we would consider negative effects. But our brainwave state and our daily experience of the world, our reality, are inseparable. When our brainwaves are out of harmony, there will be corresponding problems in our emotional or neurophysical health. And research has identified brainwave patterns associated with all sorts of emotional and neurological conditions. So brainwave entrainment, let's talk about that for a minute. By rule of thumb, any process that changes your perception, you could say your awareness, changes your brainwaves. There are chemical interventions, such as medications or recreational drugs, that are the most commonly used methods to alter brain function. However, brainwave entrainment or brainwave training is a healthier method. Over the long term, traditional Eastern methods such as meditation and yoga train your brainwaves into balance or into harmony. Of the newer methods, brainwave entrainment is an easy, low-cost method to temporarily alter your brainwave state. So if you're trying to solve a particular difficulty or maybe fine-tune your brainwave functions, there are state-of-the-art brain training methods like neurofeedback and PEMF that deliver targeted, quick, and lasting results. Brainwave entrainment is a stable or constant frequency that evokes a cortical response. The brain basically synchronizes its dominant frequency to that of the external stimulus. And there are many studies that the Schumann resonance entrains our brains, as well as our nervous systems, and probably all of our bodily systems. So imagine what it might be like if we are actually being entrained to higher and higher brain waves by the rising Schumann resonance. Would there be a period of discomfort right now? Yeah, absolutely. And might it take time to reprogram to a new, higher normal? Now, as we are kind of switching from brainwave to brainwave, we do have to pass through each state. You would say the dominant brainwave would have to pass through each state going up or down in hertz. For instance, we pass through theta, like I said earlier, when we are falling asleep, when we're going into delta, and then when we're coming back out of it. In regards to the Schumann resonance, we're having to pass individually and collectively through the beta spectrum to get to the gamma hertz or frequencies, which lies above it. And remember, beta is a wide awake and fully engaged state of being for us. It means that we are very aware of our environment and we have the ability of conscious choice to change it. So what I believe is happening right now with the Schumann resonance is that it is entraining humanity at large. More and more and more people are waking up and becoming more and more conscious of what is really going on in our reality, and therefore giving us more choices to change it. We're literally waking up to what our world is like and why it's like this. And often, I think a lot of us are not liking particularly what we see. We are becoming more and more aware of the ways that we have been deceived and controlled. Here's an interesting example. If you look back at any magazine or newspaper that was published in the 1940s and 1950s, you will see a lot of ads and even big full-page ads for smoking cigarettes. And these ads are claiming it's so cool, it's sexy, it's glamorous, and it is entirely safe, backed up by medical doctor statements. I mean, if you go and look, it's fascinating and sort of horrifying to look at the claims that they made and backed up by supposed medical doctor statements and even attorney general declarations that smoking tobacco has, quote, no adverse health effects, unquote. So as we're waking up, you know, we can look back at that and be like, wow, kind of amazed at how humanity at large just accepted it was an okay thing and even a safe, completely healthy thing to smoke cigarettes, right? There are more and more things like this happening right now. For instance, earlier this year, several cities and counties in Colorado, including my county, Teller County, filed a lawsuit against a handful of large pharmaceutical companies that had heavily advertised and pushed the use of opioids for pain management. They convinced doctors, clinics, and hospitals nationwide that it was a totally safe and much better alternative for pain relief. And now, of course, that we've been having a crisis of opioid addiction, which has led to it being the number one cause of accidental death for those under the age of 50 across our nation, now that we can see how very destructive these drugs actually are, we're at the point of how are we ever to trust the opinions of medical professionals who didn't take the time to find out the truth? How are we ever to trust the products of companies that earns them billions of dollars in profits? Another example would be the sex slave rings that are prevalent in our awareness now. They've always been around, but now we are kind of just learning about them. They are coming into our awareness in a big, big way in our country. The bogus wars, that's starting to pop up, and I think that's going to get bigger and bigger on how so many of the wars fought, not just by us, but by many, many other countries, turn out to be solely about profit. And then there's, of course, the pollution of the water supply, the pollution of our food supplies, the mind control through advertising and media. So frankly, as we are waking up individually and collectively, we are sort of feeling victimized, yes, and angry and maybe powerless and defensive, suspicious and paranoid maybe, as we awaken. It's kind of like being a child who absolutely believed the world was one way based on what all the adults told us. And now we are the adults and we are finding out that the world is not at all what we were told. So you add to that all of those who are trying to influence what we do believe, that are driving the collective opinion in targeted ways as hard as they possibly can. And here again, of course, I'm talking about the marketing and the news. The good news in all of this is what lies ahead for us individually and collectively, which is the gamma frequencies, both in the Schumann resonance and then in training us into the brainwave of gamma frequency. After the craziness and exhaustion and chaos of high beta comes gamma. So how can we mitigate the effects that we are feeling right now as we are entrained to the rising Schumann resonance? Well, as we talk about in the episodes on energy very early on in this podcast, the human body has its own frequency. Each one of us has its own frequency, and that changes based on a lot of different factors. Each organ actually has its own frequency as well. But each of our bodies as a whole has a frequency that is as individualized as our life story or our fingerprint or our DNA. We also have a lot of control over our own frequency. Our frequency is affected by everything that goes into our body, like food, chemicals, words, what we say, what we hear, images, even the frequency of water that we drink. And of course, the thoughts that we think and the beliefs that we hold, the belief systems that we play into. So in general, low or negative frequencies are generated by things like anxiety or worry, rage, bitterness, greed, worthlessness, shame, fear, harmful food choices, abuse, not enough sleep, not enough exercise, stress, drugs, alcohol, tobacco, pornography, processed sugars. The list could go on and on with what actually lowers our personal frequency. Positive or higher frequencies are generated by the reverse of all of these things. The highest frequency that exists is love, followed by joy, beauty, gratitude, compassion, generosity, etc. The highest frequency foods are organic plant foods that have been grown in mineral-rich soil, which yields food with very high levels of nutrition. So this is why more and more people are becoming you could say even obsessive, about eating organic, because they know on some level, most of them consciously, but on some level, that food literally creates their measurable personal frequency, which largely determines the emotions that they experience and the level of immunity they have to disease, and their energy and their creativity levels, even the quality of their relationships. One thing besides the health epidemics that we are seeing from our tainted food supply that is contributing to the low frequency of humans today that I really want to talk about for a minute is trauma. So much trauma carried by so many, unresolved trauma. And I'm not going to go into all the origins of this trauma because I think we're already pretty aware of the high rates of mental illnesses like PTSD, all the mental illnesses, which really are symptoms of the trauma. Trauma of wars, of childhood abuse and neglect and human disconnect. What's important is that each one of us examines any trauma that we have been neglecting. So maybe pretending that it's not there, medicating it, or numbing it. What we need to do is give it the attention that it deserves. Find out, first of all, be willing to acknowledge we carry trauma and where it came from and what it's about, and then find ways to heal it. So our minds and our bodies and our emotions are reacting to the Schumann resonance. That 7.83 hertz kept us pretty comfortable and healthy for a long, long time, and now it is all changing. The Schumann resonance has been intermittently rising to new heights since roughly 2012. In 2018, last year, it began spiking as high as 80 hertz. Last week, when I checked it, because I check on this more and more frequently, last week we were in what they call a white chart. And it was the second white chart of 2019. A white chart is a period of massive spikes or peaks that continue uninterrupted. The peaks last week hit 150 hertz. These are enormous changes in quite a small amount of time. And how exactly does this translate to poor human behavior? Well, the more stuck someone is in more negative emotions, the more baggage they carry, emotional baggage, trauma, the lower their personal frequency, the more dissonance or disharmony these atmospheric spikes will create for them on the physical, the mental, and the emotional body. Everyone is being sort of shoved into beta and high beta brainwaves, but the effects are not always positive because people are literally falling out of resonance with the earth. And that, in a nutshell, is why I'm sharing this information here, because now you know and you can tell others. As Rumi says, be a lamp or a lifeboat or a ladder. Help someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd, end quote. The good news is, in all of this, we can totally raise our own personal frequencies and ascend and rise along with the earth. We do not have to suffer. We were always meant to rise too. But it is a choice that each one of us has to make. We will have to make changes. We will have to choose to live differently and learn new ways of being. On a parting note, I believe that the appropriate response to those who behave poorly or act crazy is compassion, because they are very much in pain on multiple levels. So rather than taking ugly behavior personally or mirroring it back to those people or letting it bring you down in any way, let's try having compassion. Here's how. In that moment, in that very moment, as someone is yelling, maybe at you. Or when you come across one of those internet trolls, you know, those really nasty creatures, or someone is preaching fear, maybe, or divisiveness. In that moment, when that is happening, you can invite compassion into your field, into your being, into your heart. It is really that simple. Use your thoughts or use your voice and speak the words, whatever feels right to you. It's simply a choice. But that choice of inviting compassion into those moments will change everything for you. I extend peace and love and so much compassion to us all as we navigate these gigantic energy waves that are literally, measurably, physically shifting everything. Your additional resources for today, the two websites that I use to check on the Schumann resonance to track it, www.disclosurenews.it/en/Schumann-resonance-today-update. Or you can Google tracking the Schumann resonance and you'll probably come across some websites. The other one that I like is geocenter.info/en/monitoring/Schumann. Schumann, by the way, is spelled S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N. And then, like I said, if you want to find out the history and more science and updated information about the Schumann resonance, you can just Google that. You can go online and find tons and tons of stuff about that. There is an interesting article titled Similar Spectral Power Densities Within the Schumann Resonance and a Large Population of Quantitative Electrocephalographic Profiles. And this is regarding the entrainment of the human brain to the Earth's electromagnetic fields. It's a very interesting, very sciencey. It's a lot of dense stuff that I found fascinating. Some of you might too. Okay, that's it for today. This has been a long one. Whew. We covered a lot of ground. Thanks for hanging in. Remember to visit our author website, ddadare.com, and let us know what questions or leave any comments that you have about the information that we share. Also, our Golden Age series, which is our fiction trilogy set in Atlantis, is published and available in print or digital format on Amazon and all other online bookstores. There are links on our website at ddadare.com. And please leave us your honest reviews if you read the books, because we need your reviews and we value your feedback. Blessings on each one of you, and blessings on your day.